Number 9823, Gerald Dunn and Morris Lewis, southwest of Route 54, east of Taft Avenue, being Lot 5 within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Morris Lewis, 5 Taft Avenue, Cape Windsor, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your two requests for these variances?
Yes. Initially, I thought it was one request.
Well, you're requesting a variance for the from the side yard, and you want one from the side of your existing dwelling, 15 foot. You got two of them on here.
It's when it came to me, it was one setback,
okay.
And it was to the side street. But it doesn't make any difference. I can make this case.
Okay.
Either way.
You would, sir.
If I could just read my notes.
All right.
I'll give you all, if I could, I have some a survey to show you, and this will make what I'm going to read clear. Oh, you still might want this.
Okay.
The initial survey. That reflects the house that was existing.
Well, we got two surveys.
Oh, do you? Okay, excellent. I did send some notes for the file. And that's my, that's the whole story.
Okay.
The old house was situated 4.5 feet, now a required 10-foot setback. That's the side setback to the adjacent neighboring property. And the old house was also only 8.5 feet from the side street setback, which is now a 15-foot setback, as opposed to the new home, which we built, which we sought to observe the current setback guidelines. We apparently crossed these lines unintentionally by 5 feet. I'm sorry, 5 inches on the special side street setback. And it's the same thing. The house is just askew. There would be 2 points that are out of kilter because the house is rectangular. So it's 5 inches to the side street setback and 5 inches to the side yard setback.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said it's one thing or two things, however you want to look at it. But because the house is askew, and obviously it was unintentional. If I'd have known that we were going to be required to get a variance, I actually wanted to build the house 5 feet wider. So I would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was I had never built a house on pilings before. And actually what is over the setback in both cases is the skirting for that we put around the pilings. So, I guess we could have just left the skirting off and the pilings there, but appearance-wise, it's a dramatic improvement, dresses up the house. And that's what occurred.
Okay.
The skirting is 5 inches on one side, on the side street side, and 5 inches on the side setback side.
Okay. All right, sir.
And that's what we're requesting a variance for.
Okay.
And the house is built, and if anyone would want to see the pictures of the skirting, it's here. At least you could see it briefly.
I don't think so, sir. Appreciate that, but I don't think
okay.
So.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Cape?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitmore?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
So what's the skirting constructed of?
It's a pressure-treated 2x4 frame with 5 quarter-inch slats on the outside of it. So it truly is, the whole dimension is the skirt.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, hearing no no further questions, you can stay up here, sir, until we're done.
Okay.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
I think that what he's asking for is a minimum variance to afford relief, and I don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. necessary to enable reasonable use of the property at this point. And, of course, the uniqueness, as we know, in Cape Windsor is the lot sizes. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9823.
And I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9823. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number 9.